The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of HeartMenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded HeartMenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by his word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We've had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learn to lean on Him, and He's healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals go to a new level. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so glad to have again today as my guest, Dr. Spencer Ledbetter. We had a great time last week.
Oh, we sure did.
And so we're going to talk some more about marriage and family today. I have a family in process of healing. Dr. Ledbetter and his lovely wife, Jackie, were able to get off to a good start with their family because they already knew the Lord in a way that I didn't when I was raising my family. How did the ways of the Lord help you raise your family, Dr. Ledbetter?
Tremendously so, because the Lord kind of is the one you fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
That's one of my great themes, is the fear of the Lord. I love it.
9:10, that's right. And when you fear the Lord, it makes you or compels you to do right, as opposed to simply rely upon your own self and just act out of despair or act out of anger or act out of anxiety. You know, these are things that cause people to make more mistakes. You know, you never do make right decisions acting out of stress or despair or anxiety. It will always cause you to make more mistakes. And so the fear of the Lord, that's why it's so important that the Lord is the glue, because He will make up for whatever you're not going to do, and at the same time, He can compel you to go in the right direction, to keep things where they're going to work in amending a pattern as opposed to a broken pattern.
Right.
And that's really the purpose of your ministry, HeartMenders.
Yes, that's true.
And that's one of the themes I wanted to focus on, and that is that there's always hope in the Lord, no matter how horrible the situation is.
That is so true.
And that's the wonderful thing we have. There is no problem so deep or so torn or so tattered or so long gone that the Lord cannot heal and make well.
Amen.
Amen. He, in fact, he specializes
in things
that we think are broken and too long dead. And when we're too discouraged to think that there's ever a way to get this water out from under the bridge, the Lord is able. He gives us hope, and he's able to ignite the fire.
Yes.
And he is just able, and that's really the great wonder of God. There's nothing too hard for the Lord.
Amen. Teaches us to speak to those dry bones.
That's right. Exactly.
Call them back to life.
And oftentimes in marriage, walls are built up where a person feels things are lost or hopeless and helpless, and they give up in an emotional way. Even if they don't divorce, sometimes emotionally they give up on the hope of it ever being any better, so therefore they don't invest themselves.
Yes.
They don't really put their heart into it because they feel like it won't work. But the Lord has a way of rekindling the urge to be faithfully working in his pattern, and he's able to make what we can't do on us do on our own.
That's true. That is so true. And if the parents are living out a joy-filled life honoring God, their kids will also repeat that pattern.
That's right.
If they see us just mouthing things on Sunday and living another kind of life during the week, it teaches them you can't rely on God to help you.
That's exactly
and
right.
And we have to instill that in our children by the life we live.
That's exactly right. And we can easily feel as though our problems are greater than they really are. Sometimes the problems are so making us despair that we begin to magnify them and to feel as though there really isn't an answer. And the Lord is able to see that there's a perspective way beyond what we think.
Amen.
That is able to heal us and to make things work better. You know, in the book of Haggai, when they were going to rebuild the temple, the people had come back out of exile, and they were dealing with their own houses, but they weren't building the temple. And the Lord says, you need to concentrate on my temple. And the people didn't want to face that. You know, they had been burnt, and they had seen the temple go down, and I guess they were kind of hesitant about getting back at it. And the Lord says, no, the latter glory shall be exceed the former. You just have to work at it, and the Lord will be with you.
Right.
And I think marriages are that way, too. It's not just about the outward temple. It's about the inward temple of how we're following God. And sometimes we just give up hope and thinking following the Lord is not going to really get us anywhere. But it will if you just follow through. One of the big examples I always think about is Naaman the Syrian in 2 Kings chapter 5. And how he was a leper, even though he was a great captain of the army of Syria. But when he was going to be healed, God had him come down to the prophet Elisha. And he spent all of this money with the king of Syria, coming down with all this pomp and circumstance. And God purposely had him come down to this little rundown house that Elisha had. And Elisha didn't even come out to greet him. He simply sent his servant out and says, oh, go dip in the Jordan 7 times and you'll be healed. And Naaman was so angry that he had spent so much time and opportunity to come down to get healed that he would just tell him to go and dip in this little dirty Jordan River 7 times, that he was enraged and he started to turn away and miss his blessing until one of his servants says, listen, master, if he had asked you to do a great thing, you would have done it. How much more if he just tells you to go and dip 7 times? But it's so interesting that the Lord had him dip 7 times and not just one. And sometimes the Lord has us do things that are very simple to do physically, but they attack our pride.
Yes.
And they force us to follow through. And one thing I see that is so lacking and causes marriages to crumble is that people don't always follow through on things. And if you just follow through with the Lord and just simply do what he tells you and don't stop, the Lord will bring deliverance. But oftentimes he's challenging us just to follow through. And sometimes our pride is saying, no, enough, I want it quick, I want it this way. Just follow through.
Amen.
And the Lord will bring deliverance and blessing, and it'll be more than worth it.
Amen. I can think of countless people that I know that by simply doing that, staying true to the course.
That's right.
And keeping their hand to the plow.
That's right.
That God has brought them through to a new place.
Exactly.
And that you see other people that get discouraged with the same kinds of things and choose to go another way. And it's hard to get back, but it's not impossible.
That's right.
If you've let go to come back.
But if they just say nurturing things, get up in the morning, start their day with prayer, say good things to each other, you know, and then when things get difficult, it becomes easier over time to weather the difficulties when you are building up so many good, positive things that the Spirit of the Lord is giving you.
Yes.
So those type of things act as a reserve against the other things.
That's true.
You know, it's sort of like when a person has lived their life in an honest way, if they ever fall, then it's easier to give them mercy. But when a person's whole background has been to do wrong, you know, it's sort of like the boy who cries wolf. You don't believe anything they say.
Right.
But if we just build up that reservoir of faithfulness in those things and don't stop and don't let discouragement or failure stop us from getting right back up and doing it, The Lord has a way of bringing us to higher plateaus of strengthening our relationship that immunize us against future problems that come.
Right. And it's not so much that we do want to have a trust level between the spouses, but it's not that we are so much trusting the person as we sow these seeds as we're trusting the Lord.
Exactly.
For the harvest on the seed we sow.
That's exactly right.
If we will continue to forgive, continue to repent, continue to be faithful, continue to be honest and open, continue to be positive and sowing joy and affirmations into God will bring a harvest on that.
That's exactly right.
Even when somebody looks really like they're a hard, rocky place to sow into.
That's exactly
that doesn't,
right.
It doesn't matter. The Lord will bring that harvest to you.
And that's where a lot of difficult marriages are. Sometimes a person is with a spouse and it seems like no matter what they do, it's never going to change. It's never going to get any better. And you just have to commit that person to the Lord on a daily basis and learn to resolve you're going to trust the Lord and not just put it in your own hands and do the things the Lord would have you do.
Oh, right.
And have the Lord bring you peace and just continue and let the Lord handle it.
Right.
As opposed to feeling the stress that if I don't get it done, it will never be done.
Right. And watching them to make them, that they're going to change.
That's right. That's right.
I know that was about 6 months between the time I came to the Lord and my husband came to the Lord. And I didn't have my eyes on him. I didn't have any vision that God could do anything with him, frankly.
Right.
But the Lord said he would.
Mm.
And then he gave me an instruction to let the Lord love my husband through me.
There you go.
I said, I don't feel anything for him. The Lord said, I'll enable you. And of course, I came back with the usual question, what about me?
Exactly.
But the Lord was big enough to handle that too. He says, just watch.
That's right.
And, you know, because I kept my eyes on the Lord and just cried out to the Lord inside, help me, every time there was some kind of interaction, the Lord showed Lewis me softening, listening, being kind, things that I wasn't perceiving as having changed, but he saw a huge change,
something?
And it drew him to the Lord.
Wow.
So God has a way. We just do his stuff. He'll do it.
Right.
We're going to our commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon with Dr. Spencer Ledbetter. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Heart Menders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Heart Menders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Dr. Spencer Ledbetter. He's a local pastor, but he has a ministry around the world with his Bible Answer programs. And he and his wife, Jackie, have blessed my life by participating in some of our Heart Menders events. And just grateful to get to know him. And he's sharing with us today. We're talking about marriage and family, a big theme of Heart Menders, because that's the closest thing to our hearts is our own personal relationships. And we can't work out to be a blessing to other people unless we get some things right with us and God and the people closest to us.
Amen.
So, Dr. Ledbetter, you had some other things that you wanted to say in that direction.
Yes, I wanted to talk a little bit. Jesus, when he was talking about marriage, he made very strong statements, and he said, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 6. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the whole divorce and adultery thing, because I think that hits home with so many people. You know, in the Old Testament, Moses had written a provision for divorce in Deuteronomy chapter 24, starting in verse 1. And that is, if a man found some uncleanness in his wife, he could divorce her by giving her divorce papers and sending her out of his house. And of course, in those days, as it is today, but even more so, usually the husband was the breadwinner. So to send a wife away would put her in a kind of a very precarious position, not only with the marriage but also financially, unless she could return to her father's house. But when he sent her away, she could still remarry. But it's just that if for some reason the second husband hated her or he died, she could never return to the first husband. Now, the whole idea with Jesus when he taught on marriage is that the adultery situation came up when two people had married and one would divorce his wife and he would do it for unscriptural reasons, that he would put her in a position of committing adultery, and he would commit adultery against her by getting with someone else. And so part of the provision of marriage was for the protection of the people involved, and not simply that, well, you're going to you're going to get divorced, therefore God is angry with you, but for the protection of the people within the marriage, because if they were put away, it would cause adultery in the relationship. And so it was a way of protecting people to not just separate on very flippant grounds, but to work things through, because you're no longer two, but you're one flesh. And that one fleshness is only analogous to the marriage relationship. It's particular to the marital relationship that God has made two one. And I think that's an important thing to bring up.
Yes, it's very important. I know that my husband and I learned from some other precious people that we were one flesh and that we had to walk as one and come in agreement what our covenant was. And we just had so much to learn because we were totally biblically illiterate.
That's right. And since some people are one flesh, when God calls us, he calls us into that one flesh relationship. We can't flippantly deal with one another as if we weren't. One of the things God said when he hated divorce in Malachi 2:16 was that he had called two to be one because he would have the residue of the Spirit in Malachi chapter 2, verse 15. And when people just divorced for no good reason, then that would cause such a breach and it would cause problems. And even today when the divorce rate is so high, you'll find that people are still having to deal with situations that they had to when they were married, whether it be children, kids, alimony, different things of that nature. And oftentimes it just becomes another thing that you carry through the rest of your life.
Exactly.
So God wants a healing, but he also wants to let us know that he wants us to trust him, to not simply try to look for the grass is greener on the other side. He wants us to try to heal what is already there.
Right.
And that's a very important thing.
Right. I always say that the grass is greener because there's more manure over there. Because you don't know what. I mean, it's much better to work out the problems that you are familiar with than to, you're still carrying those with you when you try to work out some you're not familiar with.
That's right.
So,
and that's
people
exactly
don't,
right.
Unless they know the Lord, people really don't know how to get healed and how to get free of old issues. Even stuff we brought into the first marriage from our childhood. Hartmenders teaches a lot on that.
Exactly.
How to get those life patterns healed and be healthy before the Lord.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And if we don't do it,
right,
those same patterns carry into the next relationship.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
they continue on, which is why statistically a lot of times when divorce occurs, then second and third divorces tend to rise statistically.
Right.
Because people are not always cognizant to really go back and investigate problems that they had that they need to overcome in the Lord.
Right. That's one of the things that Hartmenders does is we go back and we take a look at how we got to where we are.
Exactly.
And the enemy hates marriage and families because it's so precious to God, and because a couple together, one flesh praying together, is a dynamite against the forces of darkness.
You're exactly right.
And so he hates it. He's got a plan to break up every possible way any family. So let's defend our families and take back what the enemy has stolen from us. Hartmenders has messages called Weapons, which will open your eyes to new levels of prayer for your family life. We will add our book, The Child Heart, and make these available by mail for $17. Call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. And we take Visa and MasterCard. You may also call to give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners help us reach out to a hurting world. Also, you may send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. I want to invite you to HeartMenders Healing Intensives. We are beginning our fall series in September. Part one of the series is on healing the heart, and it will begin Friday evening, September 14th at 7, and continue Saturday the 15th, 9 to 3, at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue. This is a free seminar this go-round. Can't guarantee it always will be, but we still require registration so that we can have enough of the printed material. Registration is required. You can call 405-495-HOPE to register. Thank you so much for hearing this call to wholeness. That's what we want to help people to be whole. A lot of people are so broken they don't even realize how broken they are.
That's right.
But the fall, when it came, it wasn't just a little step off a little step. It was like dropping an egg off of a 10-story building. We were that broken, and it seems normal.
That's right. And yet Jesus sees the hearts, and he's able to heal anything.
Right.
You know, you
he came to get it all back.
The woman who was carried in adultery in John chapter 8, and how the Lord dealt with her, and she was caught right in the act of adultery, and yet he had mercy upon her. And, of course, the woman at the well of Samaria, who had been in five different relationships and now was living common law with the sixth man at the time. And Jesus challenged her when he offered her everlasting life, and he says, go call your husband and come here. And she says, I have no husband, which means Jesus recognized the difference between simply living with a person and being married to a person.
Right.
And, of course, she said, I have no husband. He says, you're right. You've had five, and now the one you have is not your husband. And this, you're speaking the truth.
Yes.
And so oftentimes the Lord, even with all of the problems and relationships we've had, he sees our heart and he loves us and he knows how to call us and to deal with us according to what we need and what we really inwardly desire, but are sometimes groping at trying to get to.
Yes. And I have such compassion for people in that situation. That woman at the well,
yes.
In that culture, she would have had no choice in any of those. She would have been the one to have been divorced.
Yes.
And rejected. This was a rejected woman.
Exactly.
And he ministered the water of life to her.
Exactly.
And he's known for that. He did it
That's
to Hagar
right.
twice, and he these rejected women, he's always given them the water of life.
That's
and he
right.
will do that for every woman who feels rejected.
Exactly. And that's
and
an
wounded.
Excellent point you're bringing up, because there are people who feel victimized in situations and they feel trapped and they're trying, and whatever they're trying doesn't seem to be working, and yet the Lord does see them.
Yes, and
that's
loves
an
him.
Excellent point there. And he saw Hannah, who also was trapped in a relationship with her husband Elkanah, whom she loved, but he had a second wife, Peninnah.
Yeah.
And the Lord saw her too.
Yeah, the Lord sees us and loves us and will bring us through.
Amen.
And we thank you for being with us this morning. So glad to have Dr. Ledbetter with us.
Thank you.
And all of our listening audience on News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Carol Gordon, and I trust this program is expanding your vision of healing. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone, 405-495-HOPE. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us, and I'll see you next week. Blessing on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.